It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo. Entra para el templo. Aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history to learn is the power I am. You learn I am. Tune in to your history. Learn your history. How I am. You learn I am. You know your history. Learn I am. How I am.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus. I'm Deacon Yahshua. Shalom, Officer Ishaev.
Officer Tobias.
Oh, praise to the Most High. We back.
Another week.
I know. You're making me nervous that we're going to have to cancel. Like we do weeks, one off, 1 week, one off.
We're good.
So it's a bi-monthly show instead of a weekly. Like, what in the world?
That's why I got to you. I sent you a message right away and I said I'll give you updates right away because I know it was... You know. It was like, all right, I got you.
Yeah, man.
Keep you posted.
Damn, I got so much information up there. You got all that stuff. Y'all good. I'm glad y'all have it ready. I don't know if we're going to use it, but I'm glad y'all got it ready. Oh, we do got to run. Unfortunately, we got to run Creflo back, but we got to run.
Oh. That lady, the sister sent you a shout out.
Who that?
Put it up.
Bruh.
You're your
abuela,
bruh. Your abuela, do it, hey.
No, did she really?
No, bruh, don't do that, bro.
Bro, you're killing it, bro. Come on,
I can't let you do that, bro. Oh,
you're killing it, bro. Just put it up.
When I went, okay. Like she was speaking in tongues.
I said, oh, what they call
speaking in tongues.
Put it up.
Maybe she gotta change her ways.
Wait. Put it up and go to 46. Don't start it yet. Go to 46.
But it better be funny.
Go to 46.
You got to do this to try to get some, like, joke in. And it's like,
hold on, bro. Let me get the
right
disclaimer.
Right there.
Let me get the owner real quick.
Right there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's your abuela. I like her. She says some good
Karima
stuff.
Karima Amorti, her name is.
Yep. She be doing some prayers.
Hey, I saw a picture of her with her husband the other day. They're a good-looking couple together.
Yeah.
Good-looking couple together.
Mm.
She's like, this is my king or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. I followed her on Instagram because I like the I know she's Christian, but what she's saying is not wrong.
Right.
What she's saying is not wrong. It aligns with everything that the scripture says.
Exactly.
Now, obviously, if she's in Christianity, you know, there's a white Jesus behind it, whatever. But that don't mean what she's saying is wrong.
And then this. You know? Go ahead.
Gosh.
And then this. Watch this. That's your abuela, bro.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. That's bugged out, but I'm going to tell you something. Sis Karima. Because you never know. Sometimes these things may get out there. Yeah. Like, people have been pulling clips of our shows and our teachings and using them in little TikToks and Instagram stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like, they got one with Captain Shem. They got one with Captain Amaziah.
Right.
They've used Bishop and some of the deacons and some of them off of different radio shows. Like, off of Shem's radio show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So meaning, you know, we have like a similar audience base. The way the internet and stuff has worked out today, people will see something and they'll pull it.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be disrespectful because the sister has space for repentance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She has such a strong foundation in what it is to be in subjection to your man. So We just don't know if she has the Stockholm of
Christianity.
You know, why Jesus in her head and stuff like that, and the parakata, whatever, and stuff like that.
Hey, yeah, don't make it no better that they done kicked up the drums behind us.
Right, right. So, you know, maybe, sis, Karima, if you see us, we giving you props.
Yes.
But we also going to call you on the BS, all right? Yeah. And that's...
the so-called speaking in tongues.
That's called scatting.
Yes.
That's not speaking in tongues. Ever heard the scat man?
No.
Yes.
Yes. That's like a singing term. It's
yes.
called scatting. You just make noises like that.
Okay.
We call it scatting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's scatting. That is not the Holy Spirit. Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Damn.
And it was, sis, if you did watch us or watching us or have to watch us.
Yeah, if somebody sends you and whatever,
yeah,
you know.
You got some very good stuff. We've been using your clips on from Instagram. And they've been really good. They're on point. They're according to the Bible.
But you need to repent of our oppressor's religion.
Yep,
right?
That's the only thing,
right.
Sister.
You
so.
Need to learn and apply the Bible. You know, she got a leg up than a lot of sisters here when it comes to the marriage piece.
Yes, she does. Yeah. That is
she
true.
Got a leg up on a lot of sisters here when it comes to the marriage piece. So.
On that, yes, sir.
Right.
Yes,
so,
sir.
If you were able to tune in to the Sabbath afternoon class, I've been talking about it on the show for a long time, going into the proving class. I know a lot of people were waiting for that. If you were unawares and you did not catch that, you can go on IUIC in the classroom, and the replay is up there. I was given the opportunity to teach the Sabbath afternoon class, and since the show's just been flowing on relationships.
Yep.
That thing was fire.
Hey, the spirit was moving. I said, now's the time.
We segue into the
proving. I needed like another hour. Mm. I really needed like another hour.
Yeah.
To kind of really, like I wanted, like towards the end I rushed. I wanted to slow down, put some emphasis on it. Just when you're preparing those things, like I knew it was a lot of pages, but I was writing out a lot of my thoughts. Mm. So, I mean, I think it was a good balance of scripture and speaking and breaking down, but...
Right.
I kind of fooled myself. I said, I think we could get it in, but some of it just requires
more
so much emphasis. You know, I understand how Bishop Yaroslav can have all those pages of notes and not get through something because I feel the essence of what he means when he says you got to let all that butter soak into that biscuit you call a brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to let that thing – you can't
rush it.
You don't have to just be flying precepts all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like you really got to dissect that thing. You know, get me that in Hebrews about the word of God.
Yes, sir.
All right.
The book of Hebrews.
That almost sounded like Arrested Development rap group.
Oh, gosh.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, and verse 12.
Come on.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Right. So it's quick, it's powerful, meaning, you know, it comes out. And it's going to get to
what it needs to get. It just needs to slide.
It's going to get you that reaction that you feel within yourself right away, right? And it's quick and it's powerful and what?
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
And sharper than any two-edged sword, right? So it uses the similitude of a two-edged sword, meaning it cuts both ways, right? No matter how you do it. So if you're piercing with it, it cuts in, it goes both ways. Mm. Come on.
Piercing, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
And this is where it's so powerful because this is why, you know, we always talk about being cut.
Right.
And it does. Like, if you don't handle a sword the correct way, right, very easily, you know. I've been rewatching a little bit of Game of Thrones, like, slowly.
Okay. For
the first time, I just binged the hell out of it, boy. I think I watched all them seasons in, like, 2 weeks, losing sleep.
Back to back.
Yeah, but, you know, like, Facebook started, like, showing me clips.
Right.
And I was remembering how great it was. I said, let me run it back and you know, check this thing out, you know, see it again years later. And I was looking at the swords and, you know, how easy it is, right? There's, like, one scene where the little prick king goes on the... He goes and puts the sword on the cheek and it don't take much pressure
right.
to create a cut.
Right.
Right? It's like... A sword, like you see the sword you see nowadays, things are collector's items and stuff like that. They're not even anything new. It's not even real forged steels with the art that they do it with. A lot of times, brothers buy those katanas and the little freaking gift shops, and they think they got a real katana sword,
right.
Or you know, the broad swords and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's not, bro. They took some aluminum, some cheap metal. You know what I'm saying? There's not layers upon layers of steel. Like, those things are, like, done in a mold versus by hand and brought out.
Right.
A real sword,
yeah.
Right? And I'm saying this to create emphasis for the scripture. The thing about Game of Thrones, it just gave me that visual. A real sword to the touch is sharp like that, right? Mm. It's cut like that. And it's funny. It made me think we're going to go back and give some more understanding with this scripture, because it applies to what we're talking about with this class. And this topic in particular. And there was another scene where Tyrion Lannister, the imp they call him, the little midget, and he's talking and I don't remember seeing this the first time through. That's the other reason I like to, things that are really good like that, I like to watch again eventually, because you pick things up different.
Right.
And he's telling him, you know, why do you think I read so much? Why do you think I read? And he was like, look, you know, some people, you know, they have strength and they can fight and different things like that. And he said, me, you know, being the imp that I am,
right.
he goes, I need to sharpen my mind. And he said, just like a sword needs a whetstone, he goes, your mind needs to read. And of course, I thought of the Bible right away,
right?
You know, study to show thyself approved, right? A workman, right?
Need
of not to be ashamed.
Right.
And he said, but he compared it to a whetstone of the sword. And it talks about the word of God is like a sword,
right?
Which means you need to sharpen it often. And that's where you need to seek ye out the book of the Lord and read.
Right?
Because it says, none shall want her mate, right? It'll, right. None will fail. So you're sharpening your mind, right? And then it talks about iron sharpen if iron, so a friend sharpen if the countenance of another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on the scriptures. And much so, as we talk about proving more, this is the type of proving that needs to be done, how nuanced it needs to be, how thorough it needs to be for you to have more effective outcomes in your proving processes, right? So go ahead, read it from the top again.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
And it's sharper than any two-edged sword, not the cheap swords you find nowadays.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. We might not have the like, that
we really
might,
don't know.
That thing might not hit you the way it should. That might not hit you the way it should when it's sharper than any two-edged sword, right? Come on.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Right, and when you divide something asunder, it means it's like I would pass a sword through this and it cuts it in half.
Clean through. You've seen people cut paper?
Right. Yeah, you see when they take like the Ginsu knives and they cut through the paper, cuts clean through asunder, right?
Mm.
And then when you open that up, you reveal what's really inside,
right?
What really needs to come out,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like a coconut, you would not think the hell's inside a coconut, right? And I'm saying a coconut because you showed me the Coquito video today, right? You know, you look at it outside, it's a brown, hard, unattractive
hard
nut, right?
Yep.
You look at it, I mean, that's once you take the green shell off and everything, right? And you look at that thing, you would never think in 1,000 years, if you didn't know this, that something so nutrient-rich, so delicious,
right,
so useful is inside of that thing, right? But you got to cut that thing asunder to really see what's there, because the representation of it, of what's outside, is not what's really inside,
right?
And that's they cut in the blog talk.
Oh my goodness.
They probably did like
15 minutes, 20 minutes.
So when you look at that, it's the same thing when you're proving a friend, when you're proving a spouse, right? And we didn't do this in the world.
Right.
And our mentality is not like this. And we really need, even those of us here, I've seen it. I've seen it over the years, the way the proving is done in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not done with this type of care.
Mm-hmm.
People are not using the word of God to prove their spouses.
Right.
They're still using carnal things and methods.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again.
For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Right.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Right, because that's what you really want to know. I want to know what's there. This is why I say you'll see somebody physically, and then you almost got to go blind after that. And I need to cut through that thing because I want to see what your soul and your spirit is like.
You should know them by their
Not your outward display, right? Yeah, you shall know them by their fruits. I want to see what your soul and spirit is like. Come on.
And of the joints and marrow.
And then now, when I read that, I've said this before, it is surgical. So not only do you got to do the chop, right? So I'll use the coconut to get an example. To get through that damn coconut, you're not going to be finessing it. You're not slicing. You're not sawing. You got to cut asunder.
Right.
But then once you're in there, you're not just chopping away like a madman. You're scraping and pulling out the innards of that, right? First, you pour out the little coconut water, right? Mm. Then you got some coconut milk in there. Mm. Then you got to scrape out those pieces. You're not just chopping anymore at that point, because if not, what's going to happen? You're going to get all that shell in your coconut, right?
All mixed.
So now that's like when you go into the joints and marrow. You got to get in there a little different now. Precision, that's like a scalpel,
right?
Go ahead, come on.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
And that's what you want. That's what you need when proving a friend, when proving a person, when proving a business partner, and especially when proving a spouse, which the Most High has ordained that that's for life.
Right.
There is minimal outs in a marriage. There are minimal outs. And less so for you sisters.
Damn.
And less so for you sisters.
Mm.
Read that last part again.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's what's going to show me what your real mind is like.
Mm.
That's what's going to show me what your real intent is like.
Right.
If you really... into marriage based on the way the Most High has ordained that, right? So going back to what I said about the class I gave on Sabbath, I know some people have said they watch it later, which means they might not have caught it,
right.
because you're kind of going to get a portion of that today. I'm not doing that whole class right now. I'm kind of backtracking a little bit because we were just talking before the show how I felt like I had to rush through some of it.
Right.
I couldn't spend as much time reflecting on certain pieces of it like I wanted to. And I certainly didn't finish everything I had down. So we're going to kind of backtrack a little bit more towards the end because I kind of had to speed it up at the end on Saturday. And then we're going to go into some of the red flags, some of the common mistakes that we make, give you some how kind of, you know, everybody likes hacks, give you some kind of tips, some kind of hacks that you could look at. But the foundation is still these scriptures, all right? And it's not just, when I say that, you must understand this. It is not just, okay, fringes on a border of blue, check, attends the Sabbath, check, follows the dietary law, check. That goes back to the other stuff that I said about we were raised to, you know, get a woman that cooks, that cleans,
right?
That's, you know, that's not a hoe.
She's supposed to have that now. Yeah.
Get a husband that you know, doesn't drink and do drugs, that's not going to beat you and that works.
Right. We're trying to get inside the coconut.
We want to get inside the coconut.
Okay.
Inside the coconut.
You deep.
Because that's what they taught us in the world.
Right.
So, I said those should be non-negotiables.
Right.
Like before, well, I'm not even going to spend my time on you if you don't have those things. That's not a reason I marry you.
Right. Those aren't electives, I call them.
Right. That's not a reason I marry
They're
you.
They're supposed to be core values.
Right. And fringes and border of blue and attendance, that's not a reason I marry you.
Right.
That's not the discerner. And people think that because it's that, that they could throw everything else out the window and, you know, oh, we both like Cool Ranch Doritos. Great.
Damn.
You know, we both like Eddie Griffin and, you know, whatever else. You know, we both like sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's furnishing. Like, that's decoration. Like, that's paint.
Yes.
That's not even paint. That's like window dressings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't built the house for that. That's like buying the frame and the curtains before you even have the damn house.
Right. Don't know the size. Don't know
right. You don't know the dimensions of the windows, none of that stuff like that.
Right.
You know, that like you don't. That, but that's how we do things.
Right.
That's how cavalierly we treat something like marriage.
Mm.
And continue to do so.
That's heavy.
Even in this walk.
Right.
And like I said, we've made marriage great again in the way that we're doing it the right way and how it's supposed to be done.
Right.
But now we got to make proving great. Now we're going to make the quality of that. You know, we've put respect on over the years here and how we teach it, right? But now it's high time we step it up and let's be more selective. And when I say selective, I'm talking about in quality.
Right,
because, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you're a 5 and you're looking for a 10, right? I mean, you know, I'm not saying lower your standards, but you might need to change them, right? Like, you know. Remember, there's somebody for everybody out there. Most High has people appointed. I went over that.
Right.
Hey, Deke.
Yeah.
Hey, one time you had mentioned being in the truth is comparable to your credit score.
Right.
So, you know, when you come into this situation to go into proving, you need to make sure that you are ready to apply for the credit and not test drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there ain't no test driving. We don't test drive. Not when it comes to marriage, right? So, I will start with what proving is not, right? I'm going to backtrack to that point.
Ooh, okay. Okay, okay.
More fire.
So,
okay.
I said, what proving is not? Proving is not dating.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Proving is not dating, all right? A lot of us look at the proving process, and to this day, we treat it like dating. I've seen it. I've seen it. You know how I know we treat it like dating? They're looking for multiple chaperoned outings.
Okay.
Right? And I'm not saying you don't do that. That's part of the process, right?
Yep.
You can in a chaperoned environment,
right.
All right? I start cooking meals and bringing them food as a sister, as a brother. I'm looking to buy her gifts. And that's the stuff you did to try to woo them in the world.
Yeah.
Let me buy them flowers. Let me buy them cakes and sweets. Right?
Yep.
Let me show them that I'm thinking about them and
right.
This, that, and the other.
The stuff that never lasts. Because once you get into the relationship anyway, it goes away.
For most.
Right.
But if you find your appointed spouse,
it's a whole different.
That thing don't go away.
Right.
You stay doing stuff like that for each other. Maybe not as frequently,
mm-hmm.
but you should stay doing stuff like that for each other.
But I'm talking about more dating, like dating in the world.
Dating, that's how it was. It's called game.
Right.
Yes.
It's called game.
Right.
Exactly.
Flowers on the first date or a single rose they taught you.
Mm.
Bring a single long stem red rose. You know?
Right.
You're all chivalrous, opening the car door and
mm-hmm.
holding doors and, you know, let me pull the chair out for you and all this other stuff. What's that?
I said put the rose in the mouth.
Right, right. Hey, and sometimes you'll run that game for like a year.
Mm.
It's hard to go past a year running that game, though.
Right.
It's hard. It's difficult.
Mm.
I say you can't do it, but it's difficult. But normally all that stuff is game. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the extra stuff, you know? People don't usually roll like that.
Right.
You know, it, yes, the relationship evolves once you're married, you know, like, you know, you're hearing each other's farts, you know, you're smelling each other's poop. The dynamic changes a little bit, you know, you're talking from the bathroom while you're, you know.
Bring me some toilet.
Right. But then it's even more important that you keep some of those other things up, you
right.
know. Right.
Oh, that's funny.
But my point is like we and it's, you know, and I don't even really say this to fault brothers and sisters that were in that, but we didn't know no better.
Mm.
You know that we did so much in ignorance,
right?
And of course, something as strong as the foundation of marriage would have been attacked in this regard. See, that works for the other nations to roll that way, right? But that's not our way,
right?
It's not God's way.
Hey, can I get this?
It doesn't work right. Yeah, go ahead.
Give me Matthew 18 and 3 because, you know, it's heavy.
Speaking of mess, but it's true.
give me Matthew 18 and 3. What's heavy is that coming to his truth, right? And then we think about being born again. And then born again, it's like, all right, you got to stop eating the pork. You got to stop. You got to stop shopping on the Sabbath. You got to stop the basic things, like you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But being born again is a continual thing, even with proving now, because,
mm-hmm.
man, there's a lot of things that could have prevented if we would have known better, if we would have been taught better,
yes.
applied better.
Yes.
Read that thing.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 18 and verse 3, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted.
That's repent of your sins.
And become as little children. Ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Become as little children. How and what? Get taught from the beginning again. The whole, everything you were taught and you learn in the world, you got to get retaught again.
Yeah.
And that's the way that the scripture says, become as little children. You should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because you can mess yourself up in your proving process. You can
mm-hmm.
mess yourself up in your marriage if you don't go about the way things that leadership has.
Right, because what happens is, no, and not just leadership, the way the Bible really has this stuff established, because what we put a year out there, but none of these guys waited a year. They waited lifetimes for their spouses.
Right.
These guys in the Bible?
Yeah.
Yes.
None of our forefathers, right? I say these guys, I'm talking about them so casually. You're rubbing off on me. Romans 12 and 2. This goes to what he said. Romans 12 and 2. This goes to what he brought up. Calling the forefathers these guys. Goodness.
I'm like, these guys in the Bible?
The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world.
We're not to be conformed to this world. It's almost like whatever the world tells you, you got to do the polar opposite.
Right.
Come on.
But be transformed.
And this is what it means when it says be like children, right? Be converted. We must be transformed from those ways. And that goes into every area. Because I see people start to keep the Sabbath, keep the laws, but then we're still proving like we're dating.
Right.
Right? Come on.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
And to renew something means that it happens over and over and over again. Right?
Yep.
Over and over and over again. There's a renewing, right? Kind of like the moon and its cycles, right? It's a light that decreases of imperfection.
Yes.
Right.
And it goes from full moon, which is a new moon light,
right? Yep.
To dark. And then what happens again? It increases, right? It's a renewal, right? That happens. The Most High has made everything like that in that regard. There's a renewal. The day doesn't last all day.
Yep.
There's a renewing. There's a new day. Every day. So it's the same way that we must be transformed.
Yes.
It's constantly. It's day by day. That's why Paul said, I die daily, right?
Right.
I keep it, my body under,
it's,
right?
It's continual training, continual learning.
Yes, continual application.
Yes.
It goes like with anything. You lose the skills if it's not constantly applied.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not to be conformed, right? We're to be renewed in our mind. We must be transformed. Go ahead, finish that up.
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
And that's how you prove from moment to moment, day to day, what is that perfect, acceptable, good will of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the proving process, this is yet to really be applied. And it's important that we apply those things. So proving is not dating, right? Proving is not the let's act like we're married. I'm gonna go to sis. You done messed up her credibility with her with her thing now.
Yeah, you were good. I'm not saying we can't give her credit, but you were like, yeah, this is my sister. This
she
is my wife.
She is though. I like what she be saying.
Point with that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I dug in a little more, and then you know.
So she's gonna say dating, but we're gonna say proving, and the purpose of proving. That's not the time to act like you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's so that you can get the relationship and build towards the relationship that the Most High says you should have, which is marriage. It's nothing else.
Right.
It's called marriage. All right? Go ahead. Play sis. Messed her up, bro.
Rakataka to rakataka.
Yep, playing house. That's exactly what happens in these proven processes. The only thing that's different is that, you know, they're restricted from seeing each other and...
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, forget it. In the world, it was sometimes sex on the first date, maybe the third.
Depending on who it is. It's,
right. It's not, you know, a lot of times very rarely are you waiting months to kind of.
Right.
And most guys in the world are going to become disinterested if you don't give it to them before that.
Right.
Right. You know, some people have these hard rules. No, you know, I got to have a certain amount of dates before we do something or whatever. You know, and maybe you stick to that. Maybe you don't.
But then they got options.
Right.
They're not sticking by no law, so they can do other things while they wait for you to get to your
time. Right. That's how it happens. That's how it happens. But go ahead.
Ladies, can I share something with you? The purpose of dating is to find out compatibility for marriage, not to be in a relationship.
Stop. I don't know if we have to start from the beginning every time we stop, but that's why I try not to talk on Instagram.
Hold it there.
She says it's not to be in a relationship, right? It's to find out the compatibility for marriage.
Right.
And the world will tell you that compatibility is the taste test, the trial run.
Right.
Right? Sex in a marriage will always be good if everything else is set up the right way. Even if you are both virgins or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, my point is you think that you need a certain type of person to have a healthy sexual life. The scripture says the bedroom is undefiled in marriage, which means between the two of you, you can explore all types of things with each other if you've built the proper foundation in your relationship. But the world has taught you, no, you got to find somebody, you know, that has, you know, certain attributes, right? Maybe big shoes, they tell you, right? Maybe they tell you, like, you know, she needs to have a certain skill set.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, hey, you can learn these things together. You know, I'm afraid that if we will get cut or clipped, if we showed a clip from...
Which one?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall with the ultra-Christian couple. There's a scene where they're down at the bar and he's talking about, like, he's stressed out because he's like, you know, your mouth shouldn't go certain places different things like that, right? there's a scene from that kind of talks about that, but the point is that you can grow in that together. You don't need to have this foundation of experience, right? I mean, our bodies are made to do that in the sanctity of a marriage,
right?
So it's going to work, and it's going to work with whoever if you guys are able to work through those type of things.
Where they at?
You know, it's just that when you start to desire certain type of aspects and attributes, it's because of a past experience of a polluted environment that you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Sex in a marriage can be amazing if you both have a good foundation and are open and honest in that. You don't need to be looking for a certain type of thing. Because what that tells you, man, I don't want to get too lewd, because I was in the midst of whoremongering, which I'm ashamed of now, knowing what that is, right? And knowing how cavalier I was with that stuff. And, you know, I used to have my own standards, and it's like, okay, you know, like, if a girl, you know, gives oral too soon, how frequently does she do those things then to others?
Right.
I mean, this is what a guy in the world would think, like, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, if she gave me, like, oral off the bat, and as much as I might have wanted to get into her pants on the first date, if she did, it would give me pause about her.
Mm-hmm.
It would make me wonder.
Right.
And then if she was too freaky, it was like, okay.
You know a little too much.
How much? She know a little too much.
Right. Yeah.
What's going on here? Right? Mm-hmm. So there were certain things that went in your head. The beauty of having a clean slate is that you can make – it's like you have a clean canvas, and you make that what you want it to be.
Right.
Rather than have one that's stained and used – and now you got to try to kind of change. You know, like tattoos are unlawful, but, you know, like, people get a tattoo and then they got to try to redo the thing.
Right. Laser removal.
Right. Right. And if you do laser removal, it leaves a scar.
Right.
So it's never the same as a clean canvas. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you try to do another piece over it, right, like, people will, you know, you get something else that's not really effective. Right.
Right.
So or like a canvas. Who wants to paint on an unclean canvas? Nobody. So you want a clean start. You want it.